This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs with us. And George in New Hampshire, USA Prepares instructors, asked a very good question. It's about coolant. And this is one of the toughest things that we have to deal with in our farm shop. And so I went out to the shop during the break, and I looked at the antifreeze, and I... Here's the answer. So there's green, yellow, and orange. The orange is typically DexCool for General Motors applications. The green, and I'm going to read the jug of green. I've got it in my hands right now. It says, for use in Ford and Chrysler 2000 model year and earlier. So green is Ford and Chrysler 2000 and earlier. Then for General Motors, you can use it as well, 1995 and earlier. And you can also use it in all makes and models, 1989 and earlier. So what we do is we literally look at the antifreeze color that's in there, and we try to stay with that if we're topping it off. If we can't figure it out, we go to the yellow, which is a universal lifetime antifreeze, yellow in color. Okay. Worst case is we drain it all out, flush it, and put new antifreeze of the correct type in. But, George, I think you're going to be fine if you stay with the color that you have. And I don't think you are going to damage the all-aluminum radiator that you've installed instead of the aluminum cord radiator with the plastic end caps. But I will say one thing that I learned as a radiator repair guy when I was working at a radiator repair and air conditioning specialty shop. And that is, there's a number of tubes, the thickness or the number of tubes that bring the coolant from the one end of the radiator to the other, meaning the top of the top tank to the bottom tank of the radiator or side to side. Now, some radiators can be one tube thick. Other radiators with more cooling capacity might be two tubes thick. And the best would be three tubes. So how thick is the radiator core is the question. So when you go to buy a radiator replacement, you might want to say, well, you know, it's getting warmer outside, so I want a thicker radiator, one with more tubes. Okay, and the tubes are those channels that can that allow the coolant to pass through in the radiator from one end of the radiator to the other. So it's one, two, or three tubes thick. I hope I helped you a little bit in understanding this, but it's a problem, George. This is a real problem.
Just another way they complicated it. So, like when it said, in other words, basically they want us all riding around on bicycles while they speed by us in limos, the so-called elites. I'll leave it with this, is that I had a friend who was a doctor, and he was just after World War II, he found himself, he was in the Army, he was in Italy. So I guess Fiat was just coming out with cars there right after the war. I think they may have just started then. And he said he bought one of the cars that were one of the early cars. And he says that, you know what Fiat stands for? Now, I know that. I'm sure they've improved since. I hope they did. But back in 1946, he goes, the term was Fiat, F-I-A-T. It meant fix it again, Tony.
Well, I know that. George, I know that because it's true. Tony
you,
would
you
be
know,
a,
you know what fiat actually means. It means what? Because I
fabricated,
say so.
Fabricated. Oh, well, yeah. I thought
Latin.
It meant fabricated in Italy at Torino. I think that would be the translation for fiat.
Yeah.
Fabricated.
But it works because they say it works, not because it actually does.
Yeah.
I'll
that's
leave,
what they're
I'll,
saying. But in Italian, that's what fiat means. And in Latin, that's what fiat means. It means because I say so. So it works because they say it works, not because it actually does.
Well, you know how Ferrari got started? Ferrari got started because Mr. Ferrari, there was a lot of hardware, German, American, British trucks and Jeeps and everything else laying around in fields in Italy after the war. So what he did is he made a nice living fixing up these military vehicles and selling them to farmers or people who work in factories, needed trucks. He would sell these military vehicles after he fixed them up, and he made a tidy profit. Well, he happened to decide, well, you know, it's time for me to get a new car. So he bought a Fiat. So he was bringing it back, I don't know how many times during that first year, and finally the guy said to him, he goes, the guy from Fiat, the mechanic said, hey, you think you can build a better car? And, you know, Ferrari looked at him and said, yeah, I do. And the rest is history. He opened Ferrari, and like I said, he started making better cars. On that note, it's nice talking to both of you. Take care, both of you. God bless. Bye-bye.
George, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, Ferrari is a beautiful car. I would... We have one in our garage. We have an antique Ferrari. It's a 1980 Ferrari, and it's the same one that Magnum PI would use in his series. It is it goes 55 miles an hour, forward only. Why? Because it's stuck in first gear. I have to take the transmission apart, and because it's stuck in first gear. And if anybody happened to see us with this vehicle, they would see the Finelli family pushing it backwards, you know, to get it from one garage bay into the other. And we need the hoses, the gas lines have failed. And you can't buy it.
Oh, dear.
You cannot buy this thing is the next worst thing to homemade. It really is. The seats have no padding. They have as much padding as a coat of paint. It is uncomfortable. It's loud. It's fun. I mean, it's as much fun as a go-kart, but it's not it's a race car.
Practical
it
car.
Really is a race car with a beautiful body on it. It's extraordinary to look at, but if I had to depend on it to get me to Springfield and back, I wouldn't do it. Because it's not reliable. And when it starts up, there's no car I've ever started that once you turn the key and the engine fires
it gets
up,
attention.
Well, it goes 3,000 RPM instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, what car starts up and idles at 3,000 RPM until it decides that, okay, it's now warm enough to reduce the idle to, let's say, 850 RPM? What engine does that? Only Ferrari that I know of. Now, Mercedes, the new ones, new, I shouldn't say new, because I don't know about a new one, but I can say the 2000 models and around there, you start them up and they have a real high idle until the engine settles down after maybe 30 seconds, and then it comes down to a normal idle. But the Ferrari is at half engine speed, 3000 RPM the second you start it up. It's crazy. So now I didn't buy the Ferrari because I was more stupid than usual. I bought it because I thought that it would appreciate in value, and with any money in the bank, I was going nowhere. So I thought that we'd be better off, and we didn't pay very much for it. You know, believe it or not, you could buy a Ferrari for $20,000. That may sound like a lot of money, but it's certainly better.
Ferrari.
Right. So they're yeah. worth. Was it a good idea? Yeah, it was. But in order for us to sell it, I'd have to get it out of first gear. But anyway.
And you can't buy gearboxes for them.
No.
You can't just go on eBay and search for a Ferrari gearbox.
No, and if I have to, I had to buy a lathe in
what
order to make parts.
What about the Ferrari dealership? Can they help?
Where would they be? Where is one?
I don't know, Miami.
Oh, yeah, there's probably one, man. Yeah, so 1,000 miles, a little more. We'll just put it on. We'll just,
yeah,
drive
1,000 miles at 50 miles an hour. Okay.
Well, actually, we'd have to put it on
point.
We'd put it on a trailer. And, we'd have to put it on a trailer. And to get it on the trailer, you know, these things are so low that we would have to fabricate some kind of a ramp so that it wouldn't seesaw on the bottom. And the bottom of the Ferrari is fiberglass. It's a metal.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a metal metal body, but the bottom pan is fiberglass. And we have a leak in one of the rubber hoses that runs from the engine to the heater core in the front. And it's in this fiberglass well. And it's riveted in place. So this, just to change the heater hose on this Ferrari, I would guess would be a $2,000 job, you know, if we weren't going to do it ourselves. It's unaffordable. It's a great toy. It's a great midlife crisis machine. You know, if you have your own tow truck with a flatbed, you know, to get you home, it's great for that. But I don't recommend anybody buying a Ferrari. That's crazy. It's even worse than a new car. Can you imagine that? Worse than a new car.
Yeah.
But Fiat does stand for Fabbrica Italiana Automobili Torino. So fabricated in Italy at Torino. Yep. So, Gwyneth, you had something that you wanted to talk about. You sent me an email. A little disconcerting.
It kind of ties in with what you're saying because... I don't like making thus says the Lord statements because, you know, if you haven't really heard from God and you think you have and you say, you end up making an idiot out of yourself and you end up bringing the name of God into disrepute. But in my prayer time a couple of days ago, I heard something so clearly. Not audibly, okay, for anyone out there, but just in the voice of your heart. Anyone who's a praying person knows when the Spirit of God speaks to your heart about something.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you'd like to subscribe to Gwyneth Isaac's newsletter, Gentlemen of Fortune, you can go to USAPrepares.com, click on page one, or go to the instructors tab, and you'll find the link. I get it. I subscribe to it. So does Rich Sheehan. Gwyneth, please continue about what you were saying.
Okay. Now, I've got to kind of preface something here. I do actually have friends who have family members in the Victoria Police, and I have friends who actually helped to train the Victoria Police. Okay. So this information comes from a source which will remain unnamed, but is close to the Victoria Police. This is what they have been told. Okay. We are having an election in 3 weeks, May the 14th, federal election. Okay. And what my information is from my source, which is close to the Victoria Police, it doesn't matter who wins the federal election. Every country town, I was told in Victoria, but because it's from the federal, you know, marker, time marker, I would say that it's probably going to happen nationwide. But the information that I have relates to Victoria, which is the state where I live. It's going to, every country town is going to be flooded with Islamic immigrants after the federal elections in 3 weeks. And after that time, there's going to be chaos here. And within a year, things are going to be really, really awful in every country town in this state, at least. And I would say, by extension, I don't have any information about any other state. But because it's using the federal election as a time marker, I can deduce that it's going to happen in every other state as well. Okay. And if you want to know what it's going to look like in the end, look at France. Look at England. Except in England, it hasn't gone so far yet as to the country towns. It's just in the big cities at the moment. They haven't pushed the immigrants out into little country towns. And I think that when they go to do that, that they're going to get a very unfriendly reception there. But in Victoria, they're planning to do that fairly soon. And within a year, this state is going to become a hellhole in every major city. And the only places that are going to be livable are going to be places which, in Australia, we would say out the back of Whoop Whoop, which is kind of behind the boondocks. And I'm sure that everybody knows where that is. It's, you know, you'll be all right if you're in the middle of nowhere. And that was the bit the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about. And he said, you need to tell everybody through every means available, get out of town now, okay? As soon as you possibly can, you need to find that little piece of land out in the middle of nowhere, and you need to start living there. The at that time, the blue team is going to be thoroughly occupied with patrolling the towns. They are not going to have the manpower to continue patrolling the country roads at that time. And that's it's just how it's going to be. The Muslims are going to try and push into the countryside, but they're not going to succeed because your average Aussie farmer owns a firearm, at least one. And, you know, not all of the firearms that are out there got registered when the registration people decided to make their laws a number of years ago. And that's just how it is in country Australia, okay? And, you know, it's it's just a fact of life that the Aussie farmer is a very, very tough breed of fellow. If you think of Crocodile Dundee, maybe that's on a bit of the extreme spectrum, but, you know, it's sort of...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
currently at 19, the field of Democrats running for the White House in 2020 is expected to rise to 20 tomorrow, when former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to roll out a long-anticipated presidential campaign. He will reportedly do so with an online video that will be posted tomorrow morning. There'll be a big campaign rally in Pittsburgh for him on Monday. A driver in Northern California in custody after reportedly deliberately driving into a group of eight people, injuring some of them last night. It happened in Sunnyvale, where police say the driver plowed into the people while they were waiting to cross the street. Then the car crashed into a tree, and the adult male driver was taken into custody. Millions of people across much of Texas, including San Antonio, Houston, and Austin, are in the path of severe weather today. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, class, and she's talking about the Islamists and what is happening in Australia. She mentioned that the blue team is going to be tied up with their duties in the cities, and that if you want to survive, get out to the countryside. But I don't think it just applies to Australia. I think it applies to the United States as well. Would you agree, Gwyneth?
I would absolutely agree. This is something that I'm getting specifically for Australia, but this is going to be happening everywhere. It, no matter where on the earth that you live, you need to get out of town, and you need to get out of town now, okay? And that even includes down to, if you're living in a country town with just a few hundred people in it, you need to get out of that country town and you need to move out into either some wilderness area or you need to, you know, buying some land, I'm talking about, in some wilderness area and setting up a bit of an estate there. Or you need, if you have a bit more money, then you need to get some ranching country, okay? But you, most places, this is amazing. You can actually still buy land, even if you have just $5,000 or $10,000. If you go and look online, and yes, it will be in the middle of nowhere. Yes, it will be the most pathetic land you've ever seen. But it will be somewhere where you can put, I don't know, a tent, a shipping container, a camper trailer. You can set up a catchment. You can put a garden in and you can get left alone. And you can do the whole thing, if you're careful, for a budget of between $10,000 and $20,000. You know, and it won't be much of a life, but you'll be alive and you'll be out of the eye of things. Okay, and you should have done it years ago. I know that there's somebody listening who is really taking notice now. You know you should have done this years ago, and you didn't. And the Holy Spirit was speaking to you years ago, and you didn't do it because you thought that it was all going to be okay. Well, guess what? It's not all going to be okay. It's all coming down. It's all coming down now in the next 12 months. And this is your final warning. Get out of town. Get out of the cities. Go out and buy that little tiny piece of land. You only need an acre or two even. Just that little patch of dirt is what you need. And you need to learn how to live in that landscape. Okay? And it's going to take years. It takes years and years to learn how to live in a particular piece of landscape, okay, to watch the cycles of the seasons go by. And I know that because I live in a semi-arid landscape in a eucalyptus forest that's hundreds and hundreds of years old. And the eucalyptus trees will be here hundreds of years after I'm long gone. But yet there's a certain way of living in this landscape that, you know, it takes a while to get to know. And any piece of land is like that. And you might find that you're in an area with high rainfall. That's going to have its own problems. You're going to have to worry about getting dry wood to keep warm. Okay? And you're not going to have the problem of having to watch out for water. You're going to have the opposite problem. You're going to have the problem of keeping the damp out of things. And learning how to stay dry and learning how to maintain a dry firewood supply, especially if you're not only in a wet climate but also in a cold one, because a dose of hypothermia will do you in real quick, especially in the wintertime. It'll do you in within a day in the wintertime. You have to learn how to live in landscape, and you have to learn that now, and it's better late than never. But most cities here or practically every city and country town here in Victoria, within a year, is going to become practically unlivable. And don't look to the churches for help, because the churches have all been bought and paid for, all of them. They have been told to stand down and accept these new immigrants. Even if the elders are unhappy about it, they're getting their orders from higher up. And they have been promised a bad time if they kick against the goats. They have been promised that the people that they think rule them will give them a bad time. They have been promised that, okay? And they are capitulating. They think that they'll get left alone if they say nothing, okay? They are looking at the church burnings happening all over the world. And they are really, really frightened, all of the elders in all of these congregations. But they haven't seen, they don't realize that the church is not a building. The church is people who love Jesus Christ. That's the church. The church isn't a building. The church isn't a denomination. The church is something that is immortal because it's the hearts and souls of men and women who love God. And if they go, you know, sometimes God tells people to flee from places. There's no shame in it, you know. And normally it's because those places are doomed. And many years ago in Geraldton in Western Australia, the Holy Spirit told me to flee the place. He said, this place is doomed. You need to flee it, and you need to flee it now. And I did. And I packed my sons and my dog and I in, you know, and some of our belongings into a camper van. And we drove from literally from one side of Australia to the other. And we ended up in Victoria. And if you look how far Geraldton is from, Victoria on a map, it's a long way. And we drove there in a, 20 or 30-year-old camper van, a 1975 Nissan E20 camper van, which is, which was interesting. And by the time it got to Victoria, it was having mechanical problems. But we got here. And you know what, Vincent? Since we left Geraldton, I sold my house in Geraldton in the end of 2012 for $150,000. And I recently heard that that house is now worth between $30,000 and $40,000. Real estate prices there have tanked. You've got an outbreak of syphilis among the adolescents of Geraldton, because the child molesters who were stalking my sons in Geraldton had syphilis, and they were molesting 2 and 3 children a day and giving them all doses of syphilis. They would catch children, they would rape them, and then they would release them back into the community. And all those children were all the same age, around about, as my two sons, who are both now adolescents. One of them's 16 and one of them's 18. So there's this cohort of young people in Geraldton who are all now adolescents, where a high proportion of them have syphilis. And, you know, somebody told me that, and I said, well, that dooms a town. And they said, oh, how's that? And they said, well, think about it. You know, these children, they all had syphilis. Nobody did anything. Nobody even, you know, the kids were probably even too frightened to tell their parents. The parents, if they went to get help from the police, they were ignored. If they went to the hospital, well, some of them got treated. I don't know about the rest of them. But, you know, there would be a good proportion of those children that never got the appropriate medical treatment for their syphilis within the first 12 months. And after the first 12 months, syphilis gets into the bones and it gets into the brain and the central nervous system, and it goes systemic. And you can't treat it after that happens. And it will kill you as sure as eggs. And it will take about 10 years to do so. And in the meantime, it will drive you absolutely crazy. And you will be completely irrational. And all of this happened, this was happening 6 years ago. So you've got this whole cohort of adolescents who are now becoming sexually active in Geraldton, that is 6 years into the progress of a disease that will for sure kill them within 10 to 15 years. And they're all becoming sexually active because they're adolescents, and that's what our culture tells adolescents to go out and do. That dooms a town. That dooms a city. Because they're going to go to the younger teens. And, you know, as they become older teens, they're going to go to the younger teens, and they're going to keep the thing going. You know what I mean, Vincent? Does that make sense?
Yes, Al Capone died of syphilis. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And And I wanted to make a comment on something you said about you buying that farm, even though the land is, you know, not really nice. Well, that's exactly what we did. We bought a neglected farm here in Missouri. It was in really rough shape. It had been neglected for, in my opinion, at least 20 years. There's no home site. There was no home on the farm, just some falling down barns, and that was it. And that's exactly what we wanted. We did not want to buy someone else's mistake. So we worked on it, and it's a lot nicer than it was. But it took 14 years of living and learning, which is exactly what you said. But in our case, I'm not so sure I want to be here anymore. So we're looking for the next place to land with the Finelli family.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is that if you are not seeing what's in front of your own eyes, if you're not seeing the demolition and the destruction of the United States of America and other places like Australia, you're not awake. And if you plan on living in the city, you've lost your mind, in my opinion.
Yep.
You've lost your mind. Because there's an assumption that electricity will be there. There's an assumption that water will be there. There's an assumption that sanitation will be there. Garbage will be taken away out of your sight. And that everybody's going to be nice. And the traffic lights are going to continue to work. And if you don't feel like cooking, you can go to the restaurant. But that all changes with one EMP. And the water, it's got fluoride in it. It's got chlorine in it. It's toxic.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you'd like to subscribe to her newsletter, you can go to usapreparers.com, and on page one, there'll be a way that you can subscribe. Gwyneth, we're falling down. Institutions that we thought were great, we're finding out that are not so great. The perverted Scouts of America, also known as the Boy Scouts of America, I've learned that NBC New York had an article that there were 7,819 suspected perpetrators, sexual perverts within the Boy Scouts, and the victim is over 12,000. 12,000 victims of these perverts. And I've talked to our boys who were scouts, and they said, oh yeah, it's like a place where these predators go to prey on young people. The
yeah.
Boy Scouts of America.
That's right.
And what are we talking about?
The Holy Spirit warned me about that years ago, because I had people saying to me when my boys were younger, oh, you should get them involved in the Scouts or something, Boys Brigade or something like that. And I said, nah, I don't think so. And they said, oh, well, why not? And I said, well, you know, I don't trust them, basically.
Uh-huh.
And
well, good for you. Good for you.
Basically talking to me and saying, that's pedophile central. Keep
that's exactly what
that
my boy said. That's exactly
pedophile
what our boy
central.
Said.
And I was in the Girls
yes.
Brigade when I was younger. And, you know, it was a pretty good experience for me. I learned a lot of useful things. But would I put my boys into Boys Brigade or Scouts or anything like that? No. It's pedophile central these days.
Mrs. Finelli Mrs. Finelli was a Girl Scout leader. Yeah, that you know she volunteered, and I can assure you there was nothing that was not above board in Mrs. Finelli's troop. That is absolutely for sure. And you know we've been led to trust people who are just untrustworthy. We've been led to believe that the police are on our side. We've been led to believe that the public training camp is going to educate our children for their betterment. We've been led to believe that the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the churches are, you know, on our side. Not necessarily
true. They're not.
And
the
I've
got the name of a disease that has infected the churches. Okay. I call it Romans 13-itis. And if you want to go to Romans 13 and read the first seven verses of Romans 13, it talks about how people should submit to the government. But they always stop at verse 7. They never go on to verse 8 through to verse 14. Verse 8 through to verse 14 of Romans 7 talks about that the government only has legitimate leadership as long as it works in the heart of Jesus Christ, which is a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And I don't see the government really loving us. I think the government sees us as being their prey and what they feed on.
No question.
Yep. That's
and you mentioned the churches.
Yeah.
In the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia, we learned when we moved there that we were invited to join all these churches because we were the new fish in the village, the new potential prey, if you will. Well, what we learned from one of the longstanding members of one of these churches is that there were some women, wives, who had these problems, you know, marital problems. And they would seek advice and counsel from their preacher. And there was a cure for this. There was a cure.
Oh, dear.
And the preacher would have these women lie down. Yeah. That's what he would do.
Oh, dear.
And he would fix the problem. And if I were one of these husbands, I would return the favor with a baseball bat or something like a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. It's
if you're thinking that
conned. The church is not on your side. God is on your side. Jesus is on your side. The organization down the road in the building of the spire is going to sell you out.
Yeah, I believe that's true in many cases. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us. Class will be back tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.